I'm always fearful that we overbuild up something and then don't deliver on it, but
maybe that's what
this
it
is not the case.
But I read Al's blog, and then Sonny Joe came in. And the first thing he said is usually every morning it's good morning. Today it's did you read Al's blog?
Are you gonna read it in girl voice?
No, I'm just gonna read it as Al. Can I read it out? Is that okay?
Sure, yeah.
Or should you read it?
No.
We need girl voice.
Who would you prefer to read it?
Go ahead, dude. Go ahead. Cause I'm
it's too painful for him to read.
It is. I'm already regretting writing it, but
don't. Here's Big Al's blog. Don't you hate it when you're just embarrassed and it's your fault?
Yeah, your fault. I feel you already.
Yeah. I had been mentioning that I was thinking about moving, and I mentioned it to Dr. Girlfriend. So when she showed me the picture of a nice condo, all I could think is, wow, she's looking toward the future too, for me as well as for us.
What?
And oddly enough, it really didn't freak me out that bad.
What?
It was a nice condo.
That was her first thought.
3 bedrooms, 2-story, hardwood floors. So sure, it was a little bigger than what I really needed at the time, but if she's going to be spending a little time there, I'm happy to pay for it, and that could work. So she set up the appointment to look at it, and we met the realtor. We toured the condo, and I'm looking around, and I'm thinking, okay, it's like a decent enough place. I could see us living here, and she seemed to like it a lot, too, and I'm like, okay, wow, maybe we are slowly headed to the next level without really saying that we're heading to the next level.
What?
Not that we'd be living together, because my mother would never let me do that.
Oh.
You're a grown man.
But still.
Oh my God, Al's thinking about the 3rd bedroom being a nursery and what color he's going to paint it.
Yeah, this is still the next step, right? She's getting involved in my big decisions. That's a great sign, isn't it? So I'm looking around, and I hear the real estate dude strike up a conversation with her and asked her if this was too much space, meaning would a 2-bedroom be okay? She said, yeah, I think a 2-bedroom's going to be fine because I'm going to have a roommate. Huh? Roommate?
Oops.
Wow, she's calling me a roommate.
Oh, no.
Then she went on to talk about her roommate. She said the two of us work opposite shifts, and we wouldn't see each other very much. I'm like, we don't work opposite shifts.
Oh, I hope this roommate's a guy, too.
You kind of do.
Oh.
It could still be you, Al.
So what I didn't know was that she had no idea that I wanted to move somewhere else. This was a condo for her and her roommate.
Yeah.
I was way too embarrassed to tell her what I was thinking. Oh, well, so much for next level.
Did you then go home and cry over it?
What guy gets upset that the relationship hasn't gone to the next level?
He's crying right now. Why are you taking your vanity glasses off? I'm just embarrassed. You're taking your glasses off and wiping your eyes, Al.
Look, he's crying.
I was just embarrassed.
Are you crying right now?
Yeah, he's embarrassed with tears. I'm not crying.
Are you doing this a lot to yourself?
No.
Oh, hey, look how puffy his eyes are.
No, I'm good.
Did you have a good cry this morning?
No, I'm good. No, I'm good.
What did she say when you did tell her? That, hey, this is crazy, but first of all, you should have never said it.
I should.
But I know you did.
Yeah, I did.
This is crazy. I actually thought you were looking at an apartment for us.
I just met you.
I told her over the phone.
This is crazy.
I didn't tell her like right there. I was too embarrassed.
Then why say anything? You could have gotten away with it.
Because this was over the phone.
Yeah.
And I said,
what did she say over the phone?
She just said, sorry. You know, she just apologized for my...
Oh, you know, she was around other people, and she was giving people the look like, oh, my goodness, my boyfriend is kind of crazy weird.
That opened the door for the conversation. Where are we going?
I'm not going to have that conversation.
Where is this relationship going?
That. No dude, and I'm not that girly yet.
Big Alicia does it.
Baby, I'm not here to push, okay? I'm not here to push or anything.
You're just basing my voice.
I just need to know where we're headed, you know, because... You know what?
What do you mean, like for dinner tonight?
Because I've made no secret that I'm interested in a long-term relationship leading to marriage. Hopefully, first in a church and then in a beautiful park with a beautiful pond. And I think you and I will show up on matching white Arabian horses. And I went ahead and drew a picture of what our baby would look like. And I want you to color this in and give it back to me tomorrow, because I'm not sure of the skin pigmentation. So if you don't mind, fill that. Because I need to know where we're headed, okay?
I thought we were just...
I don't want to waste all my best years. If you're not serious about this, are you serious about me, baby?
Like serious about going to Chili's right now or what?
Oh, man.
Because I guess I'm at that point. I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry.
I told myself I wouldn't cry.
But I just want to know where we're headed with this.
No, I don't want
to know. I want you to think about that. Get back to me, okay? All right, Project Runway's on. I wish I knew how to quit you. Where's my hat? The doctor has all kinds of questions like, how much is the HOA fees? How much is the security deposit? Big Al has one question. Will you accept this rose?